Gabe Ogdahl. He is a West Catholic basketball player. He joins us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. How you doing, my friend?
I'm pretty good.
All right, well, tell me a little bit about what tonight means and what's going on.
Tonight means, personally, it means a lot to me. It means a lot to the community of everyone in the Des Moines Tumor Research Foundation. I think it's just a good way to show everyone in the state what Des Moines tumors really are and how serious they can be.
Yeah, and explain again the name of the tumor.
Des Moines tumor.
Des Moines.
Yes.
And what is this? Because your tumor isn't malignant. It's benign, correct?
Correct.
So maybe some discomfort at times, right?
Yeah.
But your life isn't in danger.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, there's discomfort at sometimes, like laying down. But other than that, everything is good. Still live my normal life normally.
Right. So. Yeah, so let's talk about the journey here. When did this tumor begin? How has it affected your life, both on and off the court, and through everything connected to your doctors, where we sit today with this event tonight, Faith Over Fear?
Late June, I was with my friend. We were just shooting hoops here at West Catholic, and at the end, when we were getting ready to leave, he was like, "Gabe, what's that thing, a bump on your neck?" And I was like, "No idea, can I tell you?" I went home the same night, told my mom about it, and set up a doctor's appointment, and then so forth went on, and we got a biopsy. They said it was desmoid tumor, and at first it was very scary. Me and my parents, we were shocked.
Did really, you hear the word tumor, right?
Yeah, we hear the word tumor, and they said one of the first things they said was it was not cancer, so obviously that was uplifting, but still it's the tumor, and you still have to do a lot of things that you would have to do as if you had cancer, so, but it was scary. I knew I had my family right next to me, my friends, my community around me. So, I mean, throughout the time from then and now, it's been a lot of ups and downs. I mean, some days better than others, of course. But
why is that?
Really just mentally for me. I struggled a lot. I went through a lot of things mentally.
Do you look at the tumor, look in the mirror? Does it bother you? Has it affected your basketball abilities? I mean, what has created those down days?
So pretty much everything with basketball, that hurt me a lot because all I did in my entire life was play basketball. Basketball has meant the world to me. And this past fall, it was really rough for me. I had to sit out for, like, a lot of the games I couldn't play just because of the physical aspect from the toll that the medicine took on me. So that was really a struggle mentally and physically, of course.
And the thing is there surgery or surgeries, plural, that you'll go through to reduce the size of the tumor? You mentioned you go through everything a cancer patient would. What's the process now moving forward for you, Gabe?
So right now I'm on a chemotherapy infusion. So I go once a week. They infuse the therapy into me. There, you can get surgery. It's just really, it's scary. There's a lot of side effects to
it. Because it's on the neck,
right? Because it's on the neck, yeah. So there's a lot of nerves that are connected to my shoulders, my spine, my back. So if anything goes wrong, you could be paralyzed in your shoulders. So having surgery is a very scary thing. But so that's last in the line of.
Gabe Ogdahl, he is a member of the Grand Rapids West Catholic basketball team. Tonight, the Des Moines Tumor Awareness Fundraiser, Faith Over Fear. I love that phrase. You know, your entire family, which your extended family probably will cover 200 seats in the bleachers tonight. My God, I don't know who your dad is, who your brother is, who your mom is, who your grandma is. I'm getting all these Ogdahls who will, like, send me a direct message, send me an email, drop me a note, and I'm like, okay, who's who? I'm going to need, like, me and you during the break are going to have to go through the family tree and figure out, because I know your dad and your family's huge Michigan fans.
Yeah, we have a massive.
So I knew your family before I met you and your story with the desmoid tumor, and they are as diehard of a Wolverine group of family members that I've ever seen.
Yeah, for sure.
Is Josh your
brother?
He's your brother, right?
Yeah.
See, I got that. We could play the family game the entire show today while I try and figure out all the Ogdahls. But they'll be here. The Grand Rapids West Catholic community is fantastic. So if you're in the area and your local school may not be playing at home, or if you have no connections, stop out. Support Faith over Fear. And Gabe, I hope you know through the down days that when you see a day like this, when you look at the way the media has brought your story to life, and for you to talk about it, because it's not easy when you're a high school kid, right, to deal with this. But you've hit it head on. You're a fighter, and again, the support you have, and I think, you know, cosmetically, you'll find a way you'll be able to deal with it. And I would think from a basketball sports perspective, pain-free, are you at that point, or does it get worse? Does it get better? What's the future like with this desmoid tumor?
Pain-wise, yeah, it's pain-free, unless, of course, I get, like, hit in it, but that doesn't even hurt as much. But, yeah, we're just hoping to shrink it by the days. Keep on taking the medicine.
And you're practicing, with the West Catholic Falcon basketball team?
Yeah.
Dunking on everybody?
Not anymore, but I wish.
Yeah. And are you getting minutes, or is it just right now kind of riding along with the team?
It was riding along with the team for a little bit, but I've been working and in the weight room and in the practice, but I've been getting more minutes every single game lately.
Yeah, so here you are. You're taking chemo, but you're also...
Still there.
Yeah. And you know what? And that's the Jake Radlinski story there with the football team for West Catholic with Coach Landon Groves that went on to win the D6 state championship.
Yep.
And he was taking chemo while playing. He rang the bell, I think, just when the playoffs began or early on. So two incredible stories of courage and that faith over fear.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you got to, you know, you stick with that T-shirt anytime you're feeling down.
Yeah.
Man, you know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
For sure, yeah.
And you look good. You're energetic. You're happy. You got a good jumper. I'm trying to figure out which one of your brothers or your dad, or maybe Sally's going to take claim for your nice, sweet, smooth jumper. Who is it?
Honestly, myself.
There you go.
He goes
off the board with 375 Ogdell family members. Gabe goes off the board. For those of you who are playing the Gabe family game, he goes off the board and says, you know what? It's me. And who's the I think I can answer this probably based on his Twitter account. The craziest Ogdell when it comes to Michigan, win or lose any sport. You know who it is.
My right? brother Josh.
I was going to say that. Oh, my God. I saw him the other day. He's like, you know what? If this team goes to the NIT. So he's going through borderline bipolar disorder during games. And I laugh at his Twitter feed. He's like, this is the worst team ever. Then, like, after the game, if they go to the NIT, I'm going still.
That's 100% him, yeah.
Is that him?
Yeah, he's happy 1 minute. Next minute, they turn
my
over.
God. He's like, this is the worst Michigan team ever.
The TV.
But aren't we all sports fans like that?
Yeah
but he is. He makes me laugh because he has a pretty good following on Twitter. And he'll be like, you know what? And then after the day, the best one was I saw maybe yesterday. He goes, you know, I was thinking about the Wisconsin game. And I know Michigan played horribly. But those referees stunk. He finds something to come back towards the game.
It's usually the referees, yeah.
It is the referees, yeah. It's amazing. How long did it take him to get over the TCU game? Or I don't think he's over it. I saw another post the other day.
Yeah, no, he's probably not even over it still.
About if the tackle was made when they were down three on the long TD.
Yeah,
like,
he thinks about it
every
day.
This tackle was made. I'm like, we're nearing March there, Josh. Okay?
Yeah.
Time to move on. The preseason, like, you know, as low as three, I think I've seen. So you're Michigan. What's the best Michigan game you've ever been to or watched?
Been to, it was, I think, 2 years ago maybe. It was Michigan versus Washington night game.
Oh, the night game. Yeah.
It was May's out, so it was loud. It was sweet. It was just a fun game.
It's awesome.
It was close, too. So.
School? What are your plans beyond school?
Probably go to Central Michigan or Western Michigan. I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but I'll probably just get a degree in some sort of business.
Well, what's your dream? You have a dream you want?
Not really. I mean, I would love to do sports broadcasting, to be honest, like be a commentator.
Yeah,
like,
you're doing
that
pretty
would be
good.
Sweet.
Yeah. CMU has great broadcasting
school. Yeah, that's what I've heard.
I tell everybody, if you're going into broadcasting, the best school is CMU. And they got the Dick Enberg Center up there. They've had, if you look around, Matt Shepard, Brett Bakita from our flagship station, 96.1 The Game. I think Mickey York. Who else? Brett Muller, who used to be my producer, was a chip. Yeah, a lot of them are from CMU. Do that, man.
Yeah, I love the campus, too. So
you can be an intern anytime you want to with my show.
Sweet.
Just keep Josh away from me, man.
I will.
I'm not saying he's maize and blue crazy. But I am saying he's maize and blue crazy.
He's maize and blue crazy.
Hey, Gabe, I hope you soak in tonight. I hope you understand it. And win or lose for West Catholic against Fruitport tonight, that you see everybody is standing with you, that everybody's behind you the rest of the way, rest of your life. And obviously your family, but when you look at your other family here at Grand Rapids West Catholic, when you look at people you don't even know, when you look at the media telling your story, because everybody appreciates faith over fear and also courage. Because it's not easy when you're a teenager, mm-hmm. you know, and you're, and then those up and down days, you're like, why me? Why do I have this tumor on my neck, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But you then you see all this happening, and you know people care. And that's with you forever.
Yeah.
Ever. You can come be an intern during my show, but don't get too good. Because I know Josh probably thinks he could take my show right now. He's like, you know, during football season, I'm so much better than him. I could talk Michigan better than he can. But I will stay in touch. You always have an internship with my show. I look forward to our day and into the night with Grand Rapids West Catholic. Thanks to Fruitport coming over from Michigan's West Coast. And I know a snow day, weather isn't perfect. But I knew there was no way they were going to cancel this game.
Yeah, no, I was going to be here no matter what. So
exactly. So was I. I was going to be here no matter what. Uh-huh. And I want to thank the West Catholic Athletic Department with no IT experience. They reached out to Jeff, their IT guy, who was snowed in his cabin up by Baldwin. He was snowed in. He had to go on top of Little Baldwin Mountain to make a call, a distress call for our lack of connection. And Jeff, the IT guy, he has a big beard, wears like a bearskin jacket. What he does on his own time is his own business, but he took care of us. Okay. Gabe, it's an honor to meet you.
Nice to meet you. It was
fun. You know, man, and to you, to Jake Radlinski, to Grand Rapids West Catholic, whether it's football, whether it's basketball, whether it's any sport, the bigger story aren't the wins and losses, aren't the trophies, are the people.
The people.
And you and Jake Radlinski, man, my heart goes out to you. And
thank you.
You know what? Jake's on his way to recovery, and so are you.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, my man?
Of course.
All right. Yeah, Gabe Ogdahl joining us. And the Ogdahl family, if you look them up on Twitter, you'll see like 957 accounts. That's just the immediate family here in the Grand Rapids area.